The American Civil Liberties Union and its affiliates, including in Maine, are under fire from some of their own supporters. The staunch defender of free speech and other constitutional rights is being criticized because it gave legal support to a white nationalist group in its efforts to rally in a Charlottesville park. Fred Bever has more.
Around the country and on the Facebook page of the Maine chapter of the ACLU, members are speaking out. Portland resident Ella Mock asked the ACLU, quote, "When will the Nazi rally in Portland be? When will you fight for one of my friends to be killed?" Reached by phone, Mock said she's been making monthly contributions to the ACLU since the presidential election. But in the wake of the Charlottesville violence, Mock says she will end her membership.
To know that I have funded in part this activity is pretty terrifying, honestly. I have many, many friends whose lives and well-being I fear for due to this action.
Mock also says she was chagrined that on the same Facebook page that cited the group's support for the supremacist group's right to rally, the ACLU of Maine posted its condemnation of flyers distributed in the Boothe Bay area this week that purported to recruit for the Ku Klux Klan.
The simple irony and hypocrisy that their last two posts on Facebook are, oh, let's cry out against these KKK flyers being distributed, and, oh, well, we have to stand by this free speech of white nationalists is pretty appalling.
Another Portland resident who was arrested last year in a Black Lives Matter protest, Albert Briggs, called the ACLU a tool being used to spread a deadly message.
When it supports the right to promote genocide openly by a group of, you know, violent people, I would say that they're not using their power for the right thing.
Briggs notes this isn't the first time the ACLU, founded in 1920, has been criticized for defending hate speech. And the organization's position on Nazi ideology in particular dates back to 1934, when an internal debate on the question ended with a decision to defend Nazis' rights to free speech. Similar debates have broken out periodically ever since.
We just need to recognize freedom of everyone's speech all the time, unless it is inciting violence.
That's Andy Schmidt, a Portland lawyer who took to Facebook to defend the ACLU's stance. He says that liberal-minded ACLU members would be wise to support most public speech, because otherwise government officials may be left to define what is or isn't permissible.
I think in another time, I can imagine everyone wanting to just shut down hate speech, but right now we need to be very cognizant that the people deciding what is hate speech are going to be Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump and the Republicans in Congress, and what they see as hate speech is going to be very, very different than what many of the ACLU's critics think of as hate speech.
Local ACLU officials did not make themselves available for an interview. One ACLU staffer in Maine, Rachel Healy, emailed Thursday that there is, quote, a lot of internal discussion and soul-searching going on right now. In a later email, the executive director of the ACLU's Maine chapter, Allison Bie, says the First Amendment should not be used as cover for violence, and she says that the ACLU, quote, will no longer represent groups seeking to march with firearms when it is reasonable to believe there will be violence at their gatherings. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.